Hello, I'm James Jacobs of Classical WETA, presenting a Baltimore Symphony podcast. Sometimes a piece of music can not only be a compelling work of art, but also an agent for profound social or political change. We're about to hear what might be the most successful example of this in history, for in composing Finlandia, Jean Sibelius not only celebrated Finnish culture, he actually helped create the independent country of Finland. In 1899, Sibelius wrote music for the Press Celebration, a festival intended to commemorate freedom of the press, but was essentially a rally for Finnish independence. At the time, Finland was under the yoke of Tsarist Russia, and an independent Finland felt like an impossible dream. No one attending that rally expected to live to see this dream come true, but as it turned out, many of them did, because just 19 years later, in 1918, Finland declared independence, becoming the first country in the world to grant the right to vote and run for public office to each and every one of its citizens. Finland's rise from being a remote, sparsely populated land, fought over by the Russians and Germans, to being a free, prosperous country that provided the template for Western democracy, was a miracle, fueled in large part by the piece you're about to hear. If you don't believe me, ask a Finn. Sibelius is considered a national hero in Finland. Before they switched to the euro, Sibelius graced the national currency, and since 2011, his birthday, December 8th, has been celebrated as a national holiday, all because of the music he wrote for the celebrations of 1899. For its grand finale, Sibelius composed a piece that was intended to be a tribute to Finnish history and it quickly gained popularity, its music embodying the Finnish identity and its dreams of freedom. The piece begins ominously with a stark chordal progression in the low brass bassoons and double basses. As one listens, it sounds a bit like a Russian men's choir. As if representing the birth of a national consciousness, we hear this grim chorale continue through different families of instruments, first woodwinds, then strings, then different combinations over an occasional low rumble from the timpani. Then suddenly, stirrings, as if the pent-up energy built up over centuries was finally going to be released. The mood still feels dark, but something is changing, something is happening, and then the darkness turns to light as the wheels of progress now spin joyously. And then the hymn. Many people from all over the world have put words to this hymn. Sibelius was clear that he considered it an instrumental piece, but he knew that what he had written had become larger than himself, and he didn't stop anyone from making their own adaptations of it. He knew that he had not only written a piece of music, he had written a piece of history.